Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. Even during his lifetime, Kosta Kolev was termed an era, a phenomenon and legend in the genre of original music based on folklore. This year marks the 95th birth anniversary of the renowned composer and conductor. As he himself used to say, his work was devoted to the true Bulgarian sound, ultimately. The audio archives of the Bulgarian National Radio keep a prominent, impressive legacy by him. It has more than 4,000 registered recordings of songs, instrumental melodies, chain dances, suites, etc., created by the great master of folklore-based arrangements and conducted by him. Listen to Balkan Rain Chain Dance by Kosta Kolev, performed by the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra. Kosta Kolev's interest in music emerged during his early years in his hometown Kotel in the Sliven region, when he was learning to play the accordion. He later graduated the National Academy of Music in Sofia and joined the Bulgarian National Radio in 1949 to remain with it for life. Kolev first worked with the Ugarchin Group, but later took over as conductor of the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra and dedicated to it 30 years of his life. Today, he is unanimously acknowledged as the man with an exceptional role in making this orchestra the best folk orchestra in Bulgaria. Demanding as both conductor and composer, he worked to build a repertoire for it that was huge in volume. Kosta Kolev was also a great expert in folk instruments. This helped him in balancing their diverse timbres for the sake of a brilliant orchestral sound. His colleagues take pleasure in playing his compositions, always fitted to comfortable ranges and ornamentation, and guaranteed to impress. He was a preferred author of solo arrangements for folk singers and instrumentalists, who were very flattered when he wrote music for them. His works grew to immense popularity among radio listeners. Next, Kosta Kolev's version of the song Kalimanku, singing Janka Rubkina. When writing music based on folklore, composer Kosta Kolev strictly adhered to the purative style and dialect and accounted for the specifics of folklore samples. He was among the pioneers who skillfully mixed the sounds of traditional and classical instruments. His work is at the foundation of training in folk music in specialized high schools and academies. His experience has been invaluable for many musicians. Here is more about him from his widow, singer Maria Leszkova. It was an honor to live and work with him, she says. God had endowed him with a long life, and we shared a lot. He had a mystery about him. When he came to Sofia after World War II, his family thought that music had no future. But he was stubborn and self-taught. It was composer Parashkev Hadjiev who helped him skip dentistry for the sake of music, says Maria Leszkova. Listen to Swing Swinging, performed by the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra. Thank you. Коста Колев's widow Мария Лешкова again.
Най-важното, което от него научих, и той всъщност тези правила е следвал, да черпи само автентичен материал, да бъде верен.
The key lesson I learned from him was how to draw ideas from the authentic material. I recently found a remark he had written on a score, and it reads, "The true Bulgarian sound, ultimately." End of quote. When I met him, I was 23. I had already graduated from the Academy of Music in Plovdiv, but he advised me how to select my repertoire and what to do to add artistic value to a song to make it unique. He sat on the juries of various festivals and gatherings where folk songs and melodies were performed, and he used to collect folk music material from all regions. He was acknowledged by young and old and was invited to teach, but he would say that all he wanted was the creative work. Anybody who wants to ask me is welcome, he would say. Costa worked hard for the national radio and for many ensembles. He motivated musicians to record and tried to make them more ambitious and to provoke them. I'm currently working to digitalize the most important body of his work, but my priority is to hand down to young musicians of the archival material he collected from various gatherings and festivals of the unknown songs. I'm working on such a volume with folk songs from across Bulgaria that will be quite useful to young musicians, says Мария Лешкова. Next, Zai Kukukurajko by Costa Kolev, sung by Костадин Гугов.
Сторил ни е зайко, зайко да се жени, зайко кокорайко, зайко сербезлия, си натресъл гаки, упърчил мустаки, нагърнал джамадан, капа пискюлия, море токмо младоженя. Ми посвършил зайко, лиса удовица, тажна натажена, петлова комшика, маза размажана, светска изпосница, море селска визитарка. Ми поканил зайко, китени сватови, мечка месария, вучица кумица, ежота панджия, жаба зурладжика, овене сапчия, мурджоа берджия, море марко саирджия. Па ми тръгнал зайко ни Солунско поле, там си стретнал зайко до два-три ловджии, емони си носат пушки са чмайлии, артием загари, па ми лепнал зайко, зайко да ми бега, си изкинал гаки, изкинал джамадан, викнал се провикнал, море не су младоженя.
We end this presentation of composer and conductor Costa Kolev with Buenek Dances, performed by the Bulgarian National Radio Folk Music Orchestra.